Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Amsoil Dealer Training Call for Monday, August 4th, 2014. And I'm Michael Sparks, your host. I'm so glad you're taking the time out of your day to listen to this call. We hope these calls are helpful to you and your Amsoil business so you can grow your business faster and become more successful. Tonight's call is going to be about email marketing. I was privileged to attend a SEO, that stands for Search Engine Optimization, meetup group last Thursday. It was held in Nashville. They do this each month, and they put on by a company that does website development. It gives a lot of free information on how to increase your business and helps people like myself and others get more out of their online marketing presence. This week was kind of interesting. It was all about email marketing and some statistics and information about that. I thought it was going to be about step-by-step on how to get started, but this guy was really hitting it heavy on a lot of great information, and I just thought I'd share that tonight. The guest speaker, his name is Christopher Lester, and he is a customer relations in customer relations for a company called Emma.com. It's an email marketing company. They basically are like Constant Contact and Eye Contact. That's the company I work use, and you know, MailChimp, whatnot. So you pay a monthly fee. You load all your contacts into this, and they you can send emails through their service, so you don't get in spam, and people can opt out and all this stuff. But they have a lot of great training on email marketing. And his presentation was really great. But anyhow, there were a lot of great tidbits of information I want to share tonight. And if you want to watch the whole presentation, it was really pretty much word for word what he gave to us. I'm going to link to that in the call notes. And you can then, you know, take notes and pause it and go study some information. You know, he'll talk about a lot of different things. And then which can help you implement this into your current email marketing effort. To start off, he talked about the four P's of marketing, and I've never been to a marketing college-level marketing class in my life, but there's four P's of marketing, and that's the product, the placement, the price, and promotion. And he goes on to further explain there's actually one more P, and that stands for people. And it's really more important than all those put together, because that's really the bottom line is what we're doing is we are selling our products to people, and without them, nobody would be buying products. So while the oil goes in people's cars and people's trucks, it's actually the people that have the buying decision to choose to buy our products or somebody else's product. And it's how you present and connect and influence and educate and compel and help and relate to that other person who is making that buying decision, the more success you're going to have, the better you do those things. And this is the same with the Amsoil brand. You think about that. Who buys Amsoil? What type of person would choose our product over something off the shelf? That's a different mindset, a different person, and so relating to that type of person, that we should be thinking about how in our marketing, how we're going after the each individual person is different, but on a whole, certain people buy Amsoil as opposed to buy Pennzoil for whatever reason, and then of course we do try to convert those people by educating and influencing them and helping them understand why our products are better. But those are all part of the education process when you're marketing to your customers. A couple of things here. It says the average open rate of a welcome email is 50%, and this will make your newsletter 86% more effective. So basically, when you subscribe somebody to your marketing email feed, you have the option of creating a welcome letter, and you can target that letter to tell the person, thank them for their interest, letting them know what to expect from you, which means how many times you're going to send your email out and whatnot. And people want to know how their experience with you will be. what you're going to provide. You know, I'm going to be providing you with information about AMSOIL products. I'm going to be providing you with educational things on taking better of your care of your cars and equipment. To share you funny stories or testimonials and so forth. It's going to help you understand why our products are better. Of course, tell in your welcome letter, tell people about yourself and what you provide. What are your qualifications? Are you a T1 certified? Are you an AMSOIL University graduate? Are you a direct jobber, direct dealer, account direct? You know, those type of things would be great to put in there, a little bit about yourself. And then give them reasons to come back or to be on the lookout for your next email that will be arriving in their email box in the future. This is and this is also a time to give them an opportunity to connect with you on your social network. So put a place on your welcome email to say, hey, look, I'd like to connect with you on Facebook. I'd like to connect with you on LinkedIn and Twitter and whatever type of social platforms, YouTube, Instagram, whatever have you, whatever your favorites are, you put them up there, and if that person can then find you, is always a good thing. And then you can also use a series of emails that are spread out over time to actually build a relationship with the person. Those are called autoresponders. So you can set up your email welcome email and then maybe have four or five successive, one a week for 5 weeks, for instance. Just tell them a bit more about you and what you can do for your customers and give them some ideas on getting started with you. Your actual marketing, your actual email marketing that you do, you might want to only send that out maybe every other week or once a month even is probably plenty in today's hectic information age. So just be it bear in mind. I'll talk about that here shortly. And, of course, always give your subscribers a way to opt out. Don't try to hide that. And you think about this, there's nothing worse than being in a relationship with somebody that you don't want to be. So don't take hard feelings about letting somebody go or if they want to not be part of your email newsletter. I get unsubscribed even from our dealer team that people unsubscribe. They do not want, this person that's paying money to be an AMSOIL dealer in our group, and they do not want my emails that go out on a weekly basis, you know, talking about the call and what's going on. And so they unsubscribe, and that's okay. I now know which column to put them in, you know, the unsubscribe column. I don't have many hopes for those type of people. So, but anyhow, just remember to try to just not worry too much if somebody unsubscribes to your email. That's okay. And remember, it's not about you and what you want. It's about them. If they want what you have, then you are golden. But if you don't have what they want, you can't hold a gun to their head to buy you from you or do business with you. So just remember that. 51% of email is opened on a mobile device, and this is was pretty telling for me. I didn't realize that how big mobile devices. This is cell phones and iPads and any handheld device that somebody uses on the go. 51% of all email that is opened on a mobile device. So think about having your email correspondence and your email marketing mobile friendly. Currently, the email that I send out to y'all on Sunday night is not mobile friendly, meaning that it's not as easy to navigate and so forth over your cell phone. And I'm going to be working on changing that up in the future. So we'll talk about that. Less text and more graphics and more photos and video. People like those things. More white space. People on mobile devices. White spaces, not a lot of text crunched together, but a few words that they can see and understand or read quickly, and then a big space in between or maybe a graphic or something like that. So more white space in your email. Also, think about graphics are easy to click, easier than a link to click to. So Having a graphic that says click here is easy for somebody to hit with their thumb on mobile device, and a little, typing in click here and then, highlighting the click here thing, that's a lot harder for somebody to try to hit with their phone while they're, reading the email on their phone. They also talked about text size. If your texts are too small, it's just very difficult to read on a mobile phone. Something to keep in mind. And when you subscribe to an email service, as opposed to like Word document, that's in pitch or whatever. So like 14 or 12 point or 10 point, whatever you can see on that. On email, it's pixels, and it has a PX beside it. Different email programs work and different mobile devices work, that allows it to be the same size relatively on all devices. The minimum size for email marketing for mobile is 14 pixels, and that's like a graphic term. So just bear that in mind. Just think, well, what size do I want to make my font when I do email? And they recommend 14 to be the minimum for text, and then 22 to be the size for any kind of headers and stuff like that. So keep that in mind. 80% of the people only scan your email. And I would have to say this is pretty accurate, even with the callers tonight that call in. I've talked to many of you asked, hey, did you read that article? And they said, well, I didn't get the article. I said, well, sure did. You got my email. It was, one little bit down. So most people just scan emails. They don't read it word for word. 80% is what their statistics talk about. And so being too lengthy, it's just going to increase it's going to decrease the amount that people are going to read it anyhow. They don't want to read a lot of stuff. Like I said, video and pictures are a lot better if you can do that. 92% of people that watch videos share them. And millennials, that's the age group currently that is 21 to 35 years old, especially love videos. And they seem to watch, I forget how many hours a week that people watch videos both on their phone and their computer, but it's like almost as much as many people watch TV. And keep your videos short. If you're going to do videos, 2 to 3 minutes and 5 minutes at the max. So a 30 or 45 minute video is not something somebody's going to watch on a handheld device. So they're going to not watch the whole thing. So if you're going to be making videos, and if you've seen the videos that Amsoil makes, they're all just a couple of minutes. The one that comes to mind is the V-Twin video that they had. It demonstrates how hot they got it and everything. That was only 4 or 5 minutes long, so keep that in mind. Video works hand-in-hand with email. You can post an email with a video and watch the click-through rates go up, which means somebody clicks on that to go view the video, whether it's on YouTube or another service. Remember, YouTube's free to join and use, so feel free to do that. Amsoil has a lot of great marketing videos, of course, and so you can embed those in your email or just create a graphic to say, hey, go watch this video. A lot of times what I do is I embed the video on a blog post on my website, and then on my email I'll take a screenshot of the video, like click to YouTube, and then I'll put that in the email so people click on that. It will actually take them to the website, so then I get search engine traffic to my website, and people can watch it from there. And then if they decide they want to buy Amsoil, of course, I'll have a link to whatever product I'm talking about or, the online store or what have you. So you always want to just not send them to a generic video that they can't buy the products from you. So you want to kind of incorporate that with your website, of course. Email shouldn't be thought of as a social platform like Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus or whatever. It's more of a connection, more intimate connection with people. People that subscribe to emails. Of course, there's a lot of email out there that people get, and they either don't read it and delete it. But the ones they do click on, they're looking forward to reading it, and it's a more one-on-one because that's going directly to a person, whereas social goes out to hundreds of people or thousands or whatever. An email, well, you send an email, it only goes to that one individual person. You might send out 100 emails, it goes to 100 individual people, but that person on the other end of that email is opening that and reading it. So it's more of a relationship tool than something like a Facebook, where it's more of a general social tool. You know, you can think of Facebook as a big party, and you can think of email as meeting your friend at the coffee shop at a booth where it's just you and that other person. So that's when you want to think about it more of an intimate type of deal. So email can be thought of. The more intimate type of deal. And with email, you can actually personalize an email so that when you send that email to an individual, if you have their first name, you can embed that into the email where it says, "Hey, John, you know, I'm so glad you read my email today. I really think you're going to look forward to watching this video. Click here." And so John gets the email. He's like, "Wow, this guy's writing right to me. He must have sent me a personal email. He's going to click the video because, you know, you suggested him to watch it." And then, of course, you're going to ask him to buy some products or whatnot. The class talked about the return on investment for email, the amount of money that you spend on email as a service. Is a return on investment of 4,300% or $43 for every dollar that you spend. That's the statistic that they pulled out. I have no clue where, but that's, you know, I guess generally for, all businesses across all platforms and whatnot. And this is double than any other platform in marketing that's out there. You think about billboards and you think about banner ads on your computer, and whatnot, banner ads on Facebook. This is more than double with email marketing. And they talk about getting a customer. You keep in touch with them. You build a relationship. You ask them, you know, to share your information on their social networks. So you can actually use email as a way for them to share to their networks and so forth. That's another thing I talked about. We should become great storytellers. People like stories and storytelling. That's how people have connected through the centuries. This is how, as humans, we communicate and relate with other people is through our story. And other people want to be part. They get wrapped up in your story. So a lot of times this is about you and I, not only the Amsoil products, but people are doing business with us on an individual level because they're connected with us somehow. We might be in the same, running the same circle of friends. We might have the same interests. You know, some people might be into drifting, and, you know, that's what your passion is, and a lot of your customers are into that. So throw in some of that, your background. If you're a diesel mechanic, you're going to relate to other people differently than I'm going to relate with somebody that I'm a motorcycle guy, for instance, or what have you. So think about that. 58% of adults check email first thing in the morning. So be cognizant of when you send email out. I realize my email goes out at between 8 and 10 o'clock on Sunday night. If you're on the team, you probably look forward to getting that on Sunday night or first thing Monday morning. Just remember, though, if you send it out too late, sending out an email at 3 a.m., a lot of people have their phones by their bed or use it as an alarm clock, and they're getting a notification of an email at 3 a.m. They might not like that, and first thing in the morning they'll probably do is unsubscribe from that thing. from your email. So don't send out your email messages too late in the evening, because it can interrupt people's sleep and so forth. Did you know that some people check their phones up to 150 times a day? I may be guilty of that here, so I don't know. But if people are connected to these mobile devices, and when you send out an email, they're looking at it right away. They might not read it right away, but they're looking to see if they've got your email and everything. The number one reason for people unsubscribing is due to receiving too many emails. So if you're sending out one a day or two or three or five a day, you're going to get unsubscribed like big time crazy. I think doing it once or twice a month is probably plenty, unless you have some kind of, big news or something that you have to get out. But once or twice a month is more than plenty to have an email program. Obviously, with the dealer training, that's once a week, because we have a call once a week. And, but I could probably send an email every day with some information, but I'm not going to do that. People that just don't have time to read all that. So email conversion is 40 times more effective than Facebook. What he explained is you use your social media to gather people on your email list, and then you use your email marketing to convert them to customers. So getting customers from Facebook is a lot more difficult, but if you can get them to subscribe to an email and then use those emails to then convert them to customers, that's 40 times more effective than just using Facebook. I talked about personalizing emails a minute ago. It says the click-through is 14% higher if you personalize an email, and sales conversions are 10% higher, which means if you personalize your email, you're going to get chances of getting a sale are 14% and 10%. And you're probably thinking, oh, this is great, and, I wish I had the money. I went to this thing, and these people are probably trying to sell me something. It's expensive to pay for an email service. I don't know how to design that, so I have to call a graphic designer to make all these buttons and graphics and all this other stuff, And you probably could spend a lot more money than you have on email marketing and getting your social media campaign and email funnel that drives your customers to your website. No, I mean, you really could spend tens of thousands of dollars doing that, but you don't have to. You really don't have to. I've seen some really good people that do email quite effectively on a shoestring budget. The key is to get started and learn and keep learning. Remember, people are buying from you. Your customers found you for some reason, so connect with them. Connect with them via email. It still works. People still get emails. 50% of all emails open on a mobile phone. So people are still opening emails. And if you have current customers, it's really a low-cost way to get in front of them, on a semi-regular basis. If you were going to send them all a letter at 50 cents a pop or 49 cents a stamp, not to mention the cost of the paper and the time to write it and print it out and put it in the mail, that can get expensive if you have a couple hundred AMSOIL customers. Whereas, if you have an email marketing program, you might spend $10, $20 a month max on a regular basis, and that's a pretty good deal there. And like I said, you can do it for free, and we'll talk about that here towards the end. Like I said, beginning is the key. You're not going to be a pro at first, just like anything, just like blogging, just like making videos, just like any of that. You're not going to be a pro. The beauty of email, like I said, the less words, the better, so you don't have to be a long writer. You can write a couple sentences, put a bottle of oil, a graphic of a bottle of oil, click here, go to the website to learn more about it, and, just that simple. It really all it is. So don't have to worry about being a good writer or anything. He gave a company that was a good example of how it's done right. Of course, it was one of their customers is Mario Batali, B-A-T-A-L-I. And if you like food, he'd be a good guy to subscribe to anyhow. So go to Mario, M-A-R-I-O, Batali, B-A-T-A-L-I.com. And he's a world-famous chef. And they went through some of his stuff and how they showed his email from like 3 or 4 years, no, 2012 to 2014, and how it's changed and how he went from 24,000 subscribers to 70,000 subscribers and how he integrates email with his website and all that other stuff. I'm going to go there. I just went to it earlier today, but I'm going to go there and subscribe. And you know, I like to eat food anyhow, so it'll probably be interesting to me. But just to learn how he does the email part of it, you know, and how I could integrate some of those ideas with my email marketing. And so to recap real quick, simplify your email template to take advantage of mobile. Use less words, more graphics. Use more white space. Don't send out email too often. Build relationships and, you know, just get started. That's the key. And by the way, Emma.com is certainly a great email marketing program. I'm sure they're wonderful, but I'd encourage you to explore all your options, and you can even get started for free with a company called MailChimp. It's MailChimp.com, MailChimp. You can have up to 2,000 subscribers to your email list for free. After that, they start charging and whatnot. So just bear that in mind. And anybody have any questions about email marketing or anything they could do as relates to their Amazon business or anything? Anybody doing current email marketing and have any success or failures or comments?
Well, I do quite a bit.
I think that's great information.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yes, sir, Michael. Thank you for the great information. You always put out good stuff. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Anybody using email marketing at all?
Yes, Michael. This is Robert in Kansas.
Oh, yes, Robert. You have an excellent email marketing.
Robert,
yeah, that MailChimp, you did mention MailChimp, and that is an easy-to-use template, and you can import graphics from the AMZOL website as well. And then you can hyperlink, you know, to your other pages. It is really simple to use, and then it pushes out everything for you, so you incorporate your contact list in there. And then another unique feature is you can go back and actually track, you know, who opened, how many times they opened it, if they shared it, if they forwarded it. And like you said, for 2,000 emails or less per month, it's free. So I think everybody should be taking advantage of that.
Robert? Do you have? I know you don't send out a lot. You send about one a month or so.
That's the goal, is one per month. Yes, sir.
Okay. And what happens? How do you get people on this list? What are you doing as far as getting them on there? Is it just your customers, or do you have separate lists for subscribers and customers, or what?
That's a good question. It began by incorporating the contact list from the AMZOL Dealer Zone, which is, of course, going to capture all your accounts plus those catalog customers. And then when I do booth events, I'm collecting contact information at booth events and then incorporating those in. The AMZOL leads, those addresses, you have to go back and incorporate those in. So those are the primary ways that contact list has built over the last couple of years.
Okay. Do you get any people unsubscribing?
Inevitably, yes, but to be honest, not that I would ever lie, in the past couple of years, I've probably had less than 5 unsubscribe.
Wow. Okay. Great.
But I will say this, you know, it averages between a 30% and 40% readership. So not everybody getting them is actually opening them. And again, that's a feature you can use to track that.
That's even true for the emails that I send out to dealers on the team. And you don't know, some things you don't know. I don't know if it's 100% accurate on maybe certain devices don't show that it opens or something like that. I don't know if it's going into their spam folder. You don't know those things that are not doing it. And, of course, people just don't open email sometimes. So, you know, I've got probably hundreds and hundreds that I'm subscribed to, and I don't have time to read it. I just select all and delete them. And as much as I still like to read them, I don't. And we'd all like to think that AMSOIL is high on everybody's priority list, but I'm sure to most people we're just another product out there trying to sell what we have, right? So... Well, great.
Right.
I'm glad you shared with us the MailChimp. Like I said, that's MailChimp.com. You could go there for free and subscribe and start adding your customers into that. Just be aware there are some Canadian laws that just came into effect about opting in. So just read through that. If you have any questions, you know, you can Google the Canadian Spam Act that they just passed. They really want you to opt in. You just can't put somebody in your email program without their permission, basically what that is. So just be aware of that. But for the most part, email is not dead, I don't believe. So. Well, with that, everybody, I appreciate you getting on the call tonight. If you got any questions, I'm going to try to get this call uploaded here this week, and we'll get that marketing information out there. And I also have another graphic that's 18.
Okay.
Some of the information I got was 18 statistics about email, so you'll like that too. But with that, everybody, hope you have a great night, and thanks again for calling. Good night.
Thank you,
thanks, Michael.
Night, Michael.
Night.
Information, Mike.